朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Therefore, we want to thank God for His blessings in our midst.
我也很感谢神给我们一个很好的团队，因为这一次有一天最多的时候，我们 SBCA 有11个人在杨俊帅的。
And I'm also very thankful for the team that the Lord has given us. It was one day that we had about 11 brothers and sisters from our church.
有些弟兄姊妹正好回中国，我们就一起去服侍。
Some brothers and sisters they went back to China, so they joined us to serve.
那边的弟兄姊妹对我们的团队印象都非常深刻。
And brothers and sisters in China were very impressed by our teamwork.
他们不管公开私底下讲过好几次，都觉得很羡慕我们的同心，羡慕我们在主面前这样子的全力以赴。
And repeatedly tell us in public and in private that they really admire how we can co-work together in one accord.
那第三个我要感谢的是谢谢弟兄姊妹在背后为我们的祷告。
I also want to thank brothers and sisters for your prayer support.
我感谢神的祝福，感谢我们的团队，感谢弟兄姊妹的祷告。
So I want to thank God for His blessings and our teamwork and also brothers and sisters' prayer support.
我们到一些地方去，常常听见就是当你刚到的时候。
So whenever we arrive at a new place, we often hear people say to us.
他们都给我们打气，说主的恩典一定够用，好，我们为你们祷告。
They always say, "Oh, God's grace is sufficient, and we will pray for you."
等到我们在那里累得要死，要进到下一站要离开他们的时候，他们就说不要这么累哈，要多休息。
But then, at the end of our service at one location, as we are moving on to the next place, they always say, "Oh, don't work so hard and take time to rest."
所以我们累得要死，到下一站去的时候，下一站又说。不要担心，我们为你们祷告，主恩典够用啊。
And then as we reach our next stop, and then they always tell us, "Oh, don't worry, we will pray for you, and God's grace is sufficient."
他们就算你们坐着都要讲哈，不能不讲。
Even if you have to sit down and preach, you still have to preach.
但是在说到在那里，其实弟兄姊妹的需要跟渴慕还是很大的。
Actually, brothers and sisters' needs and thirst are very great.
刚才于师母也讲到，我非常印象深刻的就是他们的准时。
And then as Sister Nancy shared, I was very impressed by their timeliness.
以前我讲这个的时候，弟兄姊妹跟我说，因为这些都是传道人嘛，都是教会的长老。
As I mentioned that before, brothers and sisters would say, "Oh, because they are ministers or elders and deacons."
那我们这次在两个地方，一北一南，是一般的弟兄姊妹大聚会啊。
But this time we have two large meetings for. Regular brothers and sisters.
聚会应该9点钟开始，他们6点多就已经在外面出现了。
And then the meeting actually starts at 9 o'clock, and then they show up. They started showing up at 6.
所以我们住的那个负责弟兄6点多就接到电话，说要求要赶快开门，不然会出事，因为门口聚了太多人。
So the responsible brothers and sisters got phone calls that they have to open up the meeting place because many people already gathering outside the meeting place.
所以他们9点聚会，8点钟里面已经。只是几百个人、上千人都已经准备好了要聚会了。
So even though the meeting was to start at 9 o'clock, about 8 o'clock was about full.
大家也不要以为他们是退休了没事哈，都是差不多都是刚才讲的，大概有1/2、1/4是上班族的年轻人。
Please don't think that they're retired people have nothing to do. About 3/4 of them are working professionals.
而且他们不是在小村庄，是大城市，比我们这里大多了。
And this is not in rural villages. They're in big cities, bigger than our city.
所以我们要感谢神，我们也希望我们自己，我们的短处我们要进步，我们的长处我们不能骄傲。
So we need to really grow in.The areas of improvement and don't be proud at our strength.
很多同工都特别，很多弟兄姊妹要我回来，特别谢谢弟兄姊妹的服侍，让他们可以分享神在我们中间的恩典。
Many brothers and sisters want me to thank everyone. for our services so that they get to share our blessings.
好，我们今天要继续来讲这个耶稣所讲的比喻。
And today we're going to continue to see the parable said by Jesus.
啊，因为这个题目其实很重要，但是我现在剩下的时间不多，哈，你们但是你们不要担心啊。
Don't worry, even though I don't have much time today.
因为我今天的题目就是应当忧无挂虑。
So don't worry, because today I'm going to talk about do not worry.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我想叫我们一无挂虑，那几乎是一个几乎不可能的一件事情。
It is almost impossible for us not to worry at all.
但是我想我今天的信息就先从我们的背诵经文开始。
But today I'd like to start with our memory verse.
我们一起来读这两节的经文。
Let's read these verses together.
第一节是腓立比书第四章六到七节，我们一起来读。
First Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7.
他是应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。好，第二节，彼得前书
第七节 ，First Peter 5:7。
你们要将一切都归献给神，因为他顾念你们。啊，这两节圣经都叫我们要把重担、要把忧虑卸下来。
Both these verses tell us to cast our burdens and worries to God.
第一节经文是叫我们因着他的能力，叫我们应当一无挂虑。
The first passage said we should not be anxious about anything because He is powerful.
因为他是神。
Because He is God.
我们的重担不是交给人，不是交给别人替我们解决。
We do not cast our burdens to men to solve our problems.
而是叫我们把重担交给宇宙的主宰。
But cast our burdens and worries to the Lord of Universe.
我想我们在地上碰到困难的时候，我们总是希望有人能帮助我们。
Whenever we encounter troubles, we always wish someone can come to help.
所以很多的时候，有人是走后门，有人是送东西，有人是攀关系，希望解决问题。
So people might go through a back door or get some relation ties or.Bribery, whatever that
我们生病要去找好的医生，我们碰到困难要去找好的顾问。
Whenever we're sick, we want to find good doctors, and we have trouble, we want to find good advisors.
我们东西坏了要找专家来修理，我们都是去找别人来帮忙。
When something's broken, we find an expert. We always find someone to help.
但是弟兄姊妹在这里，圣经上告诉我们要学习把所有的忧虑要来交给这位神。
But here the scripture tells us that we should cast all our worries to God.
所以在这里讲到要能够一无挂虑，第一件事情就是知道我们必须要把我们的难处来带给神。
So the first thing.Not to worry is to bring our troubles to God.
那不是说人不要做事情啊。
I'm not saying that men should not do anything.
我们当然有我们的本分该做的。
Yes, we have our responsibilities.
但是我们的心却来依靠他。
But yet our hearts trust in Him.
我们却在信心的里面来仰望神，亲手来帮助我们。
And in faith, we trust and then look upon God to help us.
在这里用应当表示说神这件事情变命令了。
The verse start withBe anxious for nothing. So this is a command.
所以你说从我们的经历，从我们实际上的经验来说，几乎没有人可以没有忧虑的啊！ So, 这一生都有忧虑。
According to our experiences, almost nobody can live a worry-free life.
但是神在这里却说，应当变成命令了，应当一无挂虑。
But yet the Lord says, "Be anxious for nothing." This is a command. Be anxious for nothing.
一个是神的要求和应许。
So on one hand, it is God's command and promise.
一个是我们的经验和实际。
And yet on the other side, this is the reality and our experience.
你发现这两个中间的差距常常是很大的。
And you see there's a big difference between the two.
那到底是神骗我们呢，还是我们出了问题？
So is God lying or something's wrong with us?
那如果说神是骗我们，神是强人所难的话，那这个神我们也不值得去信他，对不对？
If God is setting something too high for us, then He would not be someone we can trust.
所以如果我们真信他的话，我们就应该接受他在这里给我们的提醒，给我们的要求。
But if we truly believe and trust Him, then we should receive His reminder and His exhortation.
那第二件事情是说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们，这是从神的爱来说的。
Secondly, the verse says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. This is talking about God's love.
不仅仅讲到他是全能的神。
Not only that, he's an almighty God.
他居然是一个爱的神。
But he's God of love.
而且是愿意跟你跟我发生关系的神。
And then he wants to have relationship with you and me.
因为他顾念你们。
Because he cares for you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一件超过我们所能明白的一件事情。
Beyond what we can understand.
哦，我绝对相信今天地上有权有势的人，可能对我们连瞄一眼都不想看。
I'm sure there are a lot of powerful people in the world. They don't even care to look at us.
你看多少人要走后门攀关系都攀不到关系。
So there are people try to get through the back door and they have no way.
而这位至高宇宙的神，宇宙的主宰，他竟然顾念我们。
But yet this high Lord, the Master of Universe, He cares for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里，当我们大家看这个一无挂虑这个要求或是这个应许的时候
，So as we look at this demand and this command.And a request to not worry about anything.
我们必须先要在我们里面要有一个态度啊。
We need to have a right attitude.
就是先不管你自己的经历是什么。
So let's not look at our experience.
先不要管你自己眼睛看到的是什么。
Or the reality that we see.
我们如果能够越单纯越绝对的回到神的应许和神给我们的这个要求上
If we can, with a simple and absolute faith and come to God's command,
那我们就越容易蒙福
Then we can easily be blessed.
我自己这个腓立比书四章六到七节我曾经跟你们做过见证啊。
I have shared my testimony with you regarding this.
这节圣经释放我，让我在我里面产生力量，是在我1988年那次要动15个小时的手术之前。
In year 1988, before I went through the 15-hour surgery, this verse released me and set me free.
那前一天的下午 ，Stanford 全世界最有名的头颈部的专家花了。2个小时，大概跟我跟于师母分析我的病的危险性。
The day before the surgery, this expert from Stanford Hospital spent 2 hours trying to share with me and Sister Nancy the risk of this surgery.
我说过，我那时候的瘤是现在大起码10几倍，整个肿都大的我的耳朵都看不到的。
Because at that time my tumor is about more than 10 times bigger than what I have now, that you cannot even see my ear.
他告诉我们所有手术完可能的副作用。
And then he tells us all the possible side effects after surgery.
而且他告诉我们手术完我能够完整不受伤的可能性几乎是微乎其微。
And then he says the chance of me being well after the surgery is about very, very low.
所以我1979年在纽约这么有名的医院已经被人家切断了一个神经嘴角歪了。
In 1979, as I went through the other surgery, my nerve got cut, so that's why my mouth is a little.
1988年我的病比我1979年不知道严重多少倍。
1988,
所以他说你完整无缺的可能性是微乎其微。
1988, my sickness was much worse than the year 1979. So that's why he says the chance of me being well is very, very slim.
你知道吗？那个时候刚刚跑上来的这个年轻人才20多天而已。
At that time, the young man that you just saw was about 20-some days old.
Aaron 刚刚生下来才20多天而已。
At that time, Aaron was just born about 20-some days old.
所以在我动手术的前一天，各种的思虑、烦恼、害怕，像火箭一样，随时的打到我的心里面来。
Can you imagine the day before the surgery, all kinds of thoughts, just like firing darts, shooting at my mind.
我学习让自己不要害怕，相信神爱我。
I learned to not fear and trusting that God loves me.
我借着祷告告诉神说：“主啊，你来帮助我。”
Through prayer, I ask God to help me.
每一次祷告完我都好很多
every time after I pray, I will be better.
但是每一次的这个好都不能持久
But yet that peace will not last.
没有多久医生所讲的话医生的表情我自己的害怕就像火箭一样随时又回来
Before long, my thoughts, the words of the doctor, the expression of the doctor came back to me like fiery darts.
我记得我那天到最后到主的面前去祷告我说主我没有办法
So finally I remember that day I went to the Lord and said, LordI can't do it.
第一个，我不晓得今天是不是我人生的最后一天。
First of all, I don't know if today is the last day of my life.
因为很可能出不来的。
Because it's very possible that I will not come out alive.
第二个，我不晓得我这从里面出来，我是不是半身不遂，变成残废。
Secondly, I don't know after I come out of the surgery room, if I will be paralyzed.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有的害怕，所有的未知，在人的里面，它就是一个很强的忧虑。
That all the uncertainties, all the fears, just cause a lot of worries.
当我跪在那边的时候，腓立比书第四章进来，说应当一无挂虑。
As I was on my knees, this verse.Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
我问主说主怎么可能？怎么可能？
And I asked the Lord, Lord, how is it possible? How is it possible?
但是我感谢主的就是我那天就是在信心的里面我来接受他的话，他说应当一无挂虑，包括我所有的挂虑都在这句应许的里面。
Just that day I decided I would just take the words by faith. When the Lord says be anxious of nothing.Actually includes all the worries I have.
我平常要说这句话容易，但是在那么多的威胁和危险的面前，我还是要能够说这句话。我必须要从神面前要用信心。
It was easy for me to say it in my daily life, but that moment in front of all the threats and risk, it demands faith.
我觉得那天神让我学一个功课，就是不光要祷告，要祷告透，要 pray through。
That day, the Lord taught me a lesson, not just to pray, but pray through.
你要祷告到一个地步，你真的是那么认真、那么真心的把重担从自己的身上交到神的手中。
You have to pray to a point that you actually believe that you have transferred your burden from yourself to God.
你甚至凭着信心宣告说，今天是2011年10月23号，现在早上11点整，我现在把我的重担从我的手中交给你这位永生神。
And you have proclaimed and announced it very specifically today, October 23rd, year 2011, 11 o'clock.
从此我再也不拿回来了。
I'm going to give my burdens to God, and I will never, never take it back.
他在你的手中。
And now the burden is in your hands.
你替我负责。
And you will be responsible for me.
我是软弱的人，我会失信，我会起伏。但是你是全能的神，你不能失信。
Because I am weak, I might go up and down, but you are the Almighty God, and you will never be unfaithful.
所以叫这个叫做借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们所要的告诉他。
This is what it means in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving that your request be known to God.
把我彻彻底底从我手中交到他的手上。
I completely let go and give it to God.
既然他接了，我就不要再拿回来。
And then if he takes it and then don't take it back.
所以仇敌还是会来搅扰，还是会来害怕。我都说我已经刚才在几点几分已经把这件事交给永生神，现在在他手中。
The enemy might still come back and then threaten you and scare you, and you have to respond back with faith and say, I have already given them to God.On this day and certain time,
他每一次回来恐吓我的时候，我说这件事情已经在神手中，我已经没有办法找到第二个人的手比他更高、更全能、更能够帮助我了。
Every time the enemy comes back to threaten and scare us, we have to say, this thing, this matter is already in God's hands, and I cannot find another person stronger to take care of it.
所以我后来跟弟兄姊妹打一个很简单的比方，你去 Safeway, 你去大华买菜的时候。
I often give an example. For example, you go shopping at Safeway or Ranch 99.
你不会一面推着 shopping cart 这个购物车，那个 shopping cart 的车子。
Push the shopping cart.
然后拿牛奶、拿果汁、拿鸡蛋，头上顶着面包，所有的东西都堆在身上。
But yet you carry everything with your arms or even put on your head.
然后一面推着车子。
And then you push the shopping cart.
好，弟兄姊妹，神说要借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们的重担交给他。
Yeah, the Lord says by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving that your request be known to God.
一面应许在这里，一面我们全身都背着重担。
On one hand, we have the promise, and yet on the other hand, we carry all the burdens on ourselves.
就跟你在 Safeway 看到这样子的一个人，你一定觉得这个人怎么了？
If you see someone shopping at Safeway like that, you would wonder what's wrong with this person.
一面推着 shopping cart, 一面全身都是东西，挂着香蕉，挂着西瓜，挂着什么？哇，你就觉得这个人神经病。
Now this person is pushing an empty shopping cart and yet carry all the groceries with his arm and even on the head.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们所要的交给他。
By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
彼得告诉我们要把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
And Peter tells us to cast all our cares upon him. He cares for us.
所以当别人给你 ride, 你不需要背着包包站在他的车上。
When someone gives you a ride, then you don't have to carry your.
你还可以把你的重担就放在他的车上，因为你已经上他车子。
You can put your backpack on the car.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天的问题。
And so this is our problem today.
我们一面祷告说交托。
as we pray and that we say we let go.
因为我们的手抓着我们的包袱不肯放。
And yet our hands are still grabbing to our burden and load, and we will not let go.
所以天上的神非常不甘心这件事情。
So the God in heaven is very anxious.
明明他的儿子已经担当我们一切的忧患，背负我们一切的痛苦。
Because his son already carry all our burdens and our load.
熟不熟？以赛亚书五十三章。对不对？他已经担当我们一切的忧患，背负我们一切的痛苦。
Because he has borne our sorrows and our afflictions.
但是我们却仍然背着。
But yet we still carry our burden.
所以这是耶利米哀歌三章三十三节说到神不甘心叫人受苦，不甘心使人忧愁。
That's why in Lamentation chapter 3 verses 33 it says God does not willingly cause affliction on his children.
当我们无可奈何的背着重担在那里劳苦愁烦的时候，
as we carry our burden and feeling helpless,
天上的神不甘心。
But the Lord is not willing to see.
甚至不光是用劝勉我们，是要把重担卸给他，因为他顾念我们。
Not only that he will advise and suggest us.
他甚至不甘心到一个地步，他需要命令我们应当一无挂虑。
So unwilling to see us.Suffer that he will command us be anxious of nothing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我决定相信，我们很多人都被劳苦愁烦抓住。
I'm sure today a lot of us are being burdened by troubles and worries.
我们要学习能够体会神心中的不甘心。
Please try to understand how God feels.
然后我们自己也要不甘心。
Therefore, we will say, I'm not willing to suffer either.
既然他告诉我们他爱我们
，Since he tells us that he loves us.
既然他要求我们，甚至命令我们。叫把重担卸给他。
And he demands and commands that we will cast our cares upon him.
所以我们要求神给我们智慧，让我们能够摸着怎么样子卸下重担。
So we need to ask God for wisdom how to cast burdens.
今天我们要讲无知财主的比喻。
Today we're going to talk about the parable of the rich fool.
这个比喻是在中，我今天讲章的中间的这一段。
So this is the middle section of my.
我们多读一点圣经，就是把这个比喻的背景也读下来。
So let's read some scriptures so we get to understand the background.
我们后面也多读一点，把这个比喻讲完以后，耶稣又接着多讲的一些的教训，这样读起来是一个完整的。
We also read some more verses after the parable.So we get the complete picture.
我们很快的一起来读一下，好不好
？Let's read together.
啊，路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Brothers will be one verse and sisters.
中英文都可以。
十三节。Verses 13.
众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁命我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”就用比喻对他们说：“有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里是想说：我的收产没有地方生产，怎么办呢？又说：我要怎么办？”要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜我不要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？”凡为自己积财在神面前却不付出的也是这样。耶稣又对门徒说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活他，你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个没有思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其他的事呢？你想百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极其荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地的花草今天还在，明天就丢在土里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们。你们这小群不要害怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
好，我们看见这个比喻之前它的背景。
As we see the background for this parable,
有一个人跑来对耶稣说，请你叫我的哥哥，叫我的兄长跟我分开产业。
One man came to Jesus and asked, Teacher, would you please tell my older brother to divide the inheritance with them?
主耶稣在这里提醒说，你们要谨慎自守。
So the Lord says, take heed and beware.
免去一切的贪心。
Beware of covetousness.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because one's life does not consist in the abundance of riches.
所以第一件事情，我们看见贪心是叫人愁苦、失去安息很重要的一个原因。
First thing, we see that greed is often the one thing that causes people to lose peace.
那贪就是讲到我们超过了自己的需要，而我们要得。
As we covet, we desire something beyond what we need.
在这里有兄弟两个人。
There are two brothers.
他们两个人其实已经把人类很多忧虑、愁苦的原因给我们讲出来。
So these two brothers already described to us the worries, most common worries of men.
在以色列地，产业是基本上这是像中，有点像中国，就是长子族继承主要的家业。
The Israelites are very much like Chinese.Most times, the firstborn will get all the inheritance.
然后做老大的再把产业分给他其他的兄弟。
And then the firstborn will divide the inheritance among the brothers.
所以在这里，这个哥哥得到的时候，他舍不得给。
In this case, when the older brother got the inheritance, he does not want to let go.
而弟弟呢，想得不到的时候，就一直想得。
And the younger brother keep on wanting.To get his share.
也许今天我们的想追求或者怕失去的不是钱财，不像他们。
Maybe today what we are pursuing or worry about is not money.
但是那个忧虑的原则是一样的。
But yet the principle of worry is the same.
就是对我们所已经得到、所拥有的，我们怕失去、怕受到损失。
Yeah, we are afraid of losing what we already gained.
我们怕失去健康。
We're afraid to lose health.
我们怕失去工作。
Or to lose our job.
我们怕失去了家庭的幸福。
Or to lose happiness in family.
年轻人怕脸上长 pimple, 失去了漂亮。
Or young people are afraid, worry about pimples to lose your
health. 我们很多东西我们怕失去、怕失去、怕失去。
So we are afraid to lose a lot of things we already have.
那这是很多人愁苦的原因。
And that is the reason for a lot of worries.
那另外一个愁苦就是我们想要得，怕得不到。
Another type of worry is to want something that we cannot have.
我们想得医治，怕得不到。
We want to receive healing, and we're afraid.
我们想找个好工作，怕找不到。
We're afraid not to find a good job.
我们希望将来能够换个房子，怕换不到。
We're afraid that we might not be able to get a bigger house.
我们怕老了都找不到伴，我们怕一辈子孤家寡人。
And we're afraid of being alone when we get old.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有很多的怕，是怕得不到；很多的怕是怕失去。
So we have a lot of fears for not.Getting and have a lot of
所以兄弟两个人的遭遇跟经历，其实说出了很多人愁苦的原因。
So actually, the circumstances of these brothers, just like many common worries that we share.
主耶稣在这里好像帮助我们一步一步上楼梯一样。
So the Lord seems to lead us step by step upward.
他先在消极方面帮助我们除去一些愁苦的原因，把它给除掉。
So passively he tried to remove all the causes of our worries.
而到了最后，他在积极上告诉我们怎么样子得安息，能够不再害怕。
And then he tells us the positive approach how to receive rest.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。